So I hope you enjoyed our first part of the Making a Murderer segment. Of course, you've all watched, or if you haven't, you better get at it, that Making a Murderer documentary on Netflix. It's interesting now that his ex-fiancée, Avery's ex-fiancée, has come forward to say that she believes he's guilty of killing Teresa Halbach, and that he has threatened her in the past. She attempted suicide, etc., etc., etc. There's no doubt that the publicity garnered may or may not help Mr. Avery, but it's brought a fascination to the people out there who like crime stories, who like the system, who want to make sure that the good guy isn't in jail and the bad guy isn't out killing people. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there, and I hope you join us on the 28th for part two of the Making a Murderer segment, when Christina Stoy will come back and we'll talk more about what's going on with this fascinating case. I'm Dan Pretzer. That's today's commentary.